Welcome to another episode of Classroom to Calm. Classroom to Calm is our Friday show where we try and get teachers and staff ready to rest and recharge for the weekend. It's a bit more informal than Fit to Teach, where we do a detailed discussion around action items. We want this to just be a fun and relaxed podcast that's working towards getting people unplugged and recharged for another hard week of teaching and schooling and lifing.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things. I'm Kyle Pfaffenbach. I'm your host. I am an associate professor at Eastern Oregon University and the director of our lab for exercise assessment and performance. I'm joined by the LEAP intern, Nathan. What's up, Nathan?
What's up, Kyle?
And we are talking about meditation today and the evidence that how beneficial meditation can be, how important meditation can be, how critical it is for mental health and anxiety and burnout. Mm-hmm. And this is a topic that, you know, overstress, burnout, work-life imbalance are topics that are near and dear to my heart, the things I've personally experienced. They're also things that I think a lot of people experience, particularly teachers. And when I do talks around one of the reasons why we want to do this program, the health explorations, the lab testing, the podcasts, the teacher outreach, the nutrition classes, is that there's a lot of evidence that teachers experience a very high rate of burnout.
Yeah.
There are tools to add to your toolbox to help manage the stress, the load, the compassion fatigue, the demands that are required from teachers. You know, there's some kind of amazing studies that I found last time I was doing some background research in this area where teachers were experienced significantly more anxiety than healthcare workers and military folks during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Teachers have one of the highest rates of burnout of any profession. I know we're trying to get you relaxed and ready for the weekend and not stress you out, but these aren't going to be news to people listening. But here's the good news. The things that cause us stress, the things that cause us burnout, these are issues that we didn't develop instincts around because they weren't stressors when we evolved as humans, when we became human. But we have all these really smart humans because we have these big brains, which is something that we developed. And we have these big brains and we have these people that study, they work to understand stress, burnout, modern things that provide stress and anxiety in our lives. They help us develop tools to deal with those things. So we have ways to deal with it. We have the tools to combat burnout and increase awareness, increase self-compassion, et cetera. And turns out meditation is one of these that's super important. And that's what we're going to discuss today. So I'm going to start it off with a question to you, Nathan. Where does your mind go when you start thinking about meditation? Or what is it? If I was like, hey, you just asked me before we started, do you meditate? You said no. And then you said, should I? So walk me through that a little bit more and the listeners.
Yeah. So I think I'm a victim of this, and I'm sure a lot of people are too. I've prioritized other things and I know how important it is. And it's something that I've...
Wait, how do you know that?
Because I read this article.
Oh, okay.
Should I introduce it?
Yeah, you can say one of the things we do in Fit to Teach, we like go into a deep dive with the article. In Classroom to Calm, we use evidence-based information. We want to have these discussions. It's not just Nathan and I sitting here riffing. So we used evidence-based information. So the article for today is...
Psychobiological Mechanisms Underlying the Mood Benefits of Meditation, a Narrative Review. First author is Michaela Pasca.
We use review papers a lot to get up to speed on certain topics.
Yes.
This is where you take a whole bunch of individual studies, an expert reads them, analyzes them, puts them together, writes a report on it. That's a review paper. The review paper is also peer reviewed, and you can get a general sense of what's happening within a particular field. One of the things that's interesting about meditation and this article is the real physiologic benefits that meditation, not just the perception that you're feeling better, but the neurochemistry, the biochemistry, and the changes in hormone levels that meditation shows makes objectively a big difference in anxiety and stress and stress hormones.
This article talks a lot about
cortisol,
which we study a lot in class. And to summarize really quickly, just to, it's a stress hormone, and increases in cortisol usually mean you're dealing with more stress, right?
Yeah. So cortisol is super interesting. I want to introduce this in a way that then we can reintroduce it and talk about it more moving forward. So real quickly, cortisol is a tricky hormone because yes, it is a stress hormone. It is a pro-inflammatory hormone, but it can also have a really important physiological role or physiologic role that is not stressful and is not inflammatory. For example, cortisol is really important for circadian rhythm, our day-to-day rhythm of when we feel awake and when we're getting tired. When you wake up in the morning, one of the things that makes you feel awake and ready to attack the day is a rise in cortisol levels. So melatonin goes down, cortisol comes up, and we're ready to roll. As we go throughout the day, cortisol dips and can go down. And there's usually a lull in cortisol around 3 p.m. That's that afternoon. I'm exhausted. Then you end up rallying a little bit in the evening and the cortisol comes back down. And that's how you know when you're supposed to go to bed. Yeah. So that's generally what cortisol does. Now, chronic stress can dysregulate cortisol, which can cause a lot of issues. Chronic cortisol elevation can lead to either weight gain or weight loss. It can exacerbate underlying inflammatory issues. It can lead to a reduction in muscle mass and an increase in fat gain. It's also associated with things like increased risk for type 2 diabetes and burnout, and it can cause insulin resistance, or it's related to insulin resistance. Cortisol is super important. We want to know about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that I liked from this article that they said is that, I'm going to quote here, positive impacts of meditation on mood likely result from influencing stress reactivity and stress resilience via multiple and interacting pathways. How you interpret your stress and how you're able to manage that. And this is something that I'm going to start. This is where I was like, okay, I need to do this, because oftentimes, I'm sure everyone feels this way, but there's so many tasks to complete and you're like, I don't even know where to start. Sure. And I think meditation, doing a short meditation would allow you to help compartmentalize those things and be like, okay, here's what I need to do today. Here's what I need to do tomorrow. And then not feel bogged down by them, but rather like, okay, I'm going to do this.
It's interesting you say that. I agree. It also made me think of this quote that one of my therapists from a couple of years ago said to me, and it pops into my head, especially when I'm really stressed and I have a ton to do. And she said, it's counterintuitive, but when things get really stressful and seem overwhelming, that's the time to slow down. When you feel like, all right, I got to ramp up and really go, that's when you're risking burnout. That's when you're risking going over the edge. And you actually, it's counterintuitive, but you can become more productive and have a better understanding of the actual priorities and perceived threats if you slow down, take some deep breaths, and prioritize, arrange those priorities, and then be really intentional with how you go about approaching and doing those tasks. Yeah. Meditation can really help with that. Now, there's a couple things with meditation that I think are really important for us to break down. So one of the things is you don't have to sit cross-legged in lotus position and chant or do, you don't need special circumstances. Yes. Meditation can occur at any time, anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's really just this idea of slowing down. One of the things that can be useful is to use mindfulness-based techniques. Mm-hmm. And so mindfulness is an approach towards meditation. And mindfulness, we've talked about mindfulness and the benefits of mindfulness in our first classroom, the column. And one of the things that meditation and mindfulness work together, mindfulness meditation allows you to focus on your breath, which is always present. You can make sure that you even, and we know that this has real physiologic consequences. when we are acutely stressed, mm-hmm. we get like this rapid rise in cortisol. And if we do that too often, it can be detrimental. We want to reserve the right to do that, because if you're walking through the bush and all of a sudden you come across a tiger, you want to have as much energy as possible to fight. That's stressful. But now the things that stress us out are deadlines, a difficult student, a difficult co-worker, those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Meditation can really help train you to slow down in those scenarios that would normally spike cortisol, spike epinephrine, spike that stress response, and learn how to slow down and deal with those, which over the long term is much less stressful and much less harmful to the system. So I think what people really need to try and, what we would encourage people to try and focus on is slowing down. One of the ways to slow down is to engage in meditation. Mm-hmm. Three, you're not going to feel like a completely different person after you do 15 or 20 minutes of meditation or 10 minutes or 5 minutes of mindfulness breathing. What you're going to start to recognize is, wow, my mind is moving really quickly. How can I slow down, focus on my breath? And how is that going to help me prioritize things and make it through the next minute, the next hour, the next day? We want to approach things like that in the present, which can be really helpful in high stress situations. And these are techniques that Navy SEALs use, the military uses, high performing athletes use. And these are techniques that there's several studies specifically looking at teachers.
Yes.
And showing that mindfulness-based meditations can have a huge impact on anxiety, stress, and burnout in teachers. So in terms of how you can explore this over the weekend, engage with it to get ready to get charged up, what are some of the ways that we talked a little bit off air before this about some of the ways and approaches that you can take advantage of?
Yeah, you can use an app. We use a lot of different apps.
Sure.
So what is the app? You just Calm?
So there's a couple things you can do. One, I use the Calm app.
Yeah.
It's expensive. It's $50 or $60 for the year. Mm-hmm. But when you break it down, $5 or $6 a month, whatever it is, and they have 10-minute daily meditations. They also have specific meditations for specific situations. Mm-hmm. So if you need like rapid response, you can put that on. You can have it on your phone. You can listen to it different times throughout the day, or you can set aside time in the morning or the evening to do it. So I like the Calm app. It's one of the resources that we provide in the health packet when teachers come to get testing. I'm pretty sure Calm is free for teachers. We're going to check this right now.
There's also YouTube. YouTube has great, YouTube is guaranteed free. They have great meditations. One thing I've learned too is, like, again, I don't do it a lot. So take this with a grain of salt, but I have heard, if just to sit comfortably, close your eyes, focus on your breath, and just go to a positive place, think of a good memory or something you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be super formal.
So I'm going to throw this back on you. In terms of our wellness explorations, how do we know these things work? What do we do in the lab for people to show them how this
heart rate variability is our main test that we do here. And that just refers to the variances in heartbeat. Higher heart rate variability is associated with parasympathetic nervous system activity, meaning you're more relaxed. When you're focusing on your breathing, your heart rate variability goes up, showing increased parasympathetic nervous system activity, which is a sign of decreased stress in that moment.
Absolutely. And we see a big difference. We had a subject in last night, and there was more than a twofold increase in their physiology within 5 minutes of doing mindful breathing, mm-hmm. as opposed to just sitting and reflecting on a stressful day. Scott talks about this a lot as well. He's shared his experience with the health exploration, where I think he was like a 5 or 6 fold. And he's told me several times since his day in the lab, that's one of the things he really remembers and goes back to when he's feeling stressed and things like that. And he's shared that publicly, so I'm not talking out of turn here. But yeah, so we just confirmed teachers get the Calm app for free. I would really encourage you to take advantage of that, because it's not super expensive, but it's not nothing.
Yeah.
And it's really effective. They have sleep stories. They have things that you can do. They have daily meditations. They have specific teacher-based like meditations for getting through the day and things like that. Because of its physiologic effects that it has on the parasympathetic nervous system, cortisol release. These are real advantages to engaging in some form of mindfulness techniques that are oftentimes called meditation. But these do not have to have religious connotations. They can't prayer, though if a person is religious, prayer is a form of meditation. Mm-hmm. And there's real like brain activity studies and things like that that show the benefits. So this weekend, get your calm app. Try a couple meditations, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
I'm going to do it too.
I think he's going to do it. Yeah. We'll check back in 2 weeks. Maybe. We'll figure it out. But we'll check back in with Nathan's meditation journey. We'll see how it goes. So, all right, recharge. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday for Fit to Teach.